Please open your Bibles this morning to John's Gospel of John, please.
请大家今天早上把圣经翻到约翰福音。
The Gospel according to John, chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
Begin with verse 6.
从第六节开始。
There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came for a witness, that he might bear witness of the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness of the light.
有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。他不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。
And verse 14.
14节。
And the Word became flesh, the Word being the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus became flesh, and dwelt among us.And we beheld his word, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him, and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.
十四节，道成了肉身，道就是主耶稣，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。约翰为他做见证，喊着说：“这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受。”
Verse 19.
19节
And this is the witness of John. When the Jews sent to him priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, Who are you? He confessed and did not deny. And he confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, What then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet?And he answered, No. And they said to him, Who are you? So that we may give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? He said, I am a voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord.
十九节，约翰所做的见证记在下面。犹太人从耶路撒冷差祭司和利未人到约翰那里，问他说：“你是谁？”他就明说，并不隐瞒，明说：“我不是基督。”他们又问他说：“这样你是谁呢？是以利亚吗？”他说：“我不是。”“是那先知吗？”他回答说：“不是。”于是他们说：“你到底是谁？好叫我们回复差我们来的人，你自己说你是谁。”
Verse 24, now they had been sent from the Pharisees, and they asked him and said to him, Why, men, are you baptizing if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize in water, but among you stands one whom you do not know. It is he who comes after me.The thong of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie.
那些人是法利赛人差来的，二十四节。他们就问他说，你既不是基督，不是以利亚，也不是那先知，为什么施洗呢？约翰回答说，我是用水施洗， 但有一位站在你们中间是你们不认识的，就是那在我以后来的，我给他解鞋带也不配。
Verse 29, the next day he saw Jesus coming to him and he said, Behold the Lamb of God. And this will be what we're going to consider this morning. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
29节，次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说，看哪，神的羔羊。今天早上我们的集中点就在这里。看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
This is he, on behalf of whom I said, After me comes a man who has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.
这就是我曾说，有一位在我以后来，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。
I did not recognize him, but in order that he might be manifested to Israel, I came baptizing in water.
我先前不认识他，如今我来用水施洗，为要叫他显明给以色列人。
John bore witness saying, I have beheld the Spirit descending as a dove upon heaven, and he remained upon him. And I did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, He upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit.
32节，约翰又作见证说，我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上。我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
John the Baptizer concludes in verse 34, And I have seen and borne witness that this is the Son of God.
在34节，施洗约翰他总结说，我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。
And the same author, the Apostle John, goes on in 1 John chapter 1.
同样约翰福音的作者约翰，他也写了约翰一书第一章。
We just had the testimony there, or the biography of John the Baptist seeing the Lord Jesus, beholding him.
我们刚才读到了，就是施洗约翰他的背景跟经历，在那里施洗约翰看到了耶稣。
Now this is John's witness, the apostle.
现在我们要读的是使徒约翰他的见证。
Verse 1, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have beheld and our hands handled concerning the word of life.
第一节，论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
And the life was manifested. And then he repeats himself. And we have seen and bear witness and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
第二节，这生命已经显现出来，然后约翰又在这里重复，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
And in this verse 3, for the third time, John is repeating himself, which means it's extremely important.
然后在第三节，约翰又来重复一次，当一件事三次重复的时候，说明是非常非常重要的。
What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you that you also have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父 并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
And just turn over to the fourth chapter of 1 John.
然后当让我们翻到同样约翰一书的第四章。
14th verse.
第十四节。
And we have beheld and bear witness that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world.
父差子做世人的救主，这是我们所看见且做见证的。
I was reminded during the Lord's table what it takes to praise the Lord.
今天在饼杯的时候，我被提醒我们怎样来让神得喜悦呢？
Our children, from when they begin in Sunday school, they sing this song, We bring a sacrifice of praise to the Lord.
我们的孩子们从主日学很小就来学唱这首歌，我以颂赞为祭带到你面前。
It takes often, and I'm speaking for myself, a lifetime to know what that little phrase means.Bring a sacrifice of praise to the Lord.
但是经常要让一个人，我是讲我自己，一生之久才能明白这么小小的、短短的一句话里面意思，就是以颂赞为祭归给神。
When we talk about a sacrifice, we think of something going and being put on the altar, something being put on the cross.
当我们想到这个祭祀的时候，就想到有祭物。放在这个祭坛上，放在十字架上。
And when we truly bring a sacrifice of praise, it means we have sacrificed ourselves, our self-praise. Anything regarding ourselves, we have laid on the altar.
当我们以颂赞为祭来归给他的时候，它代表的就是把我们把自己归给他，把我们自己放在祭坛上面。
You and I do not care how beautiful your soprano voice is, your tenor or baritone voice, we cannot bring a sacrifice of praise in our natural being.
我不管大家我们的声音是怎么样，或者是高音，或者是美好的中音、低音，我们不能凭着自己把颂赞来归给神。
Only through a deep work, an anointing of the Holy Spirit, are we truly being able to say,Praise the Lord, not me.
只有借着神很最深的工作在我们里面来做，才能从里面带出这样的颂赞，就是不再是我。
Oh, brothers and sisters, it takes us a long time and a deep work to come into that place where it is not about me, and we want all praise to be given to Him.
弟兄姐妹们，有的时候需要很长的时间，很深的工作，才把我们带到一个地步，知道不在乎我，是在乎怎样把颂赞来归给神。
And even our text this morning, it has been said to us, even when we are young children, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
今天我们要经历的，就像这个小孩子一样要经历的，就是今天我们来学习看哪神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的。
It's very easy just to say these words.
这样来讲是很容易的这些话。
To say, oh, I know about that.
可以讲我已经知道了。
20 years ago, the Lord saved me.
因为我已经20年前就得救了。
But in this little phrase, we have a great secret.
但是就在这么短短的一句话里面却有一个极大的奥秘。
And we're going to fellowship, Lord willing, about that.These next few minutes.
所以在下面的时间，如果神允许，我们就来交通这件事。
Let's ask the Lord for His anointing.
来，我们现在来求神他自己的恩膏。
His teaching
是他自己的教训。
His revealing
是他自己的启示。
So that we might behold the Lamb.
所以我们来看神的羔羊。
Father, what a privilege to come around Your table and truly sing praises to Thee.
父啊，何等的特权，我们可以在您的饼杯面前来唱这赞美的诗。
To give you all the thanks.
可以把所有的感谢归给你。
To remember that even our next breath is the loving kindness, the faithfulness, the mercy of the Lord.
让我们知道，甚至我们的每一个气息都是因着您的慈爱、怜悯跟恩典。
There is not an ounce of peace or joy in our normal body. It's only by your filling and controlling.
在我们自己的这个身体里面没有一丝的喜乐，只有您来控、啊、掌控我们，我们才能够享受。
Lord, this morning we have one desire.
今天早上主啊，我们只有一个羡慕。
To see Jesus.
要见看见耶稣。
To behold this Lamb.
要看神的羔羊。
To know more and more about Him.
更多的认识他。
In our everyday experience.
在我们每天的经历里面。
Give an open heaven.
求您打开天。
Your needy children are listening.
因为您这些有需要的儿女们在这里静听。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. All want to be a witness and a testimony of Jesus.
啊，其实我们都愿意成为主耶稣的见证。
From the day that you received Christ in your heart, it was your one desire to be like Jesus.
当我们接受神的那一天开始，这应该就是我们的祈求，来见证耶稣。
You saw something of this man that was utter beyond you.
因为你看到这个人是超乎你自己的。
A man of a stature that no one on earth has ever been or has seen.
因为他的成就跟地位在这个地上我们从来没有看到过。
He is the unique man of history.
他在整个历史里面是一个独特的人。
And you want to be a witness of that.
然后你就愿意来见证他。
You want to see him.
你愿意来看见他。
You want to know him.
你愿意来认识他。
And it's the Lord's will, God's will this morning that each one of us see him.
这也是神，这也是主他的心意，今天早上我们都可以看见他。
I will make a statement at the beginning.
我要在开始来讲这样一句话。
Every single person hearing my voice this morning has a number of pressures, problems in life.
今天早上在这里听到我声音的每一个人，在你的生活里面都有你的压力，都有你的困难。
If you have no problems, no concerns in your life, just wait till tomorrow.
如果你在生活里面完全没有难处，那你就等到明天就知道了。
They will be there.
因为他们明天就会在你的身上。
The good news is,
但是好消息呢？
That God knows about those problems.
神也知道我们所面对的问题。
And He has made provision for them.
而且他已经为我们预备了。
Every single pressure that is pressuring down on your life today,
今天在我们生活里面每一天的每一个压力
can only fully, completely be answered in one way.
只有在一个道路上面能够被完全的回答。
Beholding the Lamb.
看哪，神的羔羊。
Beholding Jesus.
看哪，耶稣。
You might say,But you do not know my problem.
也许你要说你不了解我所面对的困难。
Every problem that you can imagine has been written in this book.
其实每一个你所面对的困难都已经早就写在这本书里。
The most degenerate people in the world, their biography is written in this book.
这世界上甚至最堕落的人他的整个历史都写在这本书里。
The woman in the well, she had been married to 5 men, was living with a 6th one, could not find the answer.
在井边的妇人，她已经有5个丈夫，现在她与第6个丈夫在一起。
There are people that are so poor, they only have 2 pennies to their name.
有的人这样的贫穷，他只有2个小钱。
There are people that are so rich, and yet not one person like Matthew in the community even will talk to him, likes him.
有的人非常的有钱，但是呢，像马太一样，他周围的人却不愿意与他交往。
There is a woman called Mary Magdalene who had 7 demons in her. Her whole life was fully, completely controlled by demonic powers.
还有抹大拉的玛利亚，在她身上有7个鬼。在那里来控制他，在那里来压制他。
And all of these found the answer by beholding the Christ.
那所有这些人都找到他们的答案，就是看那耶稣。
And the good news is this applies to all of us.
那好消息就是说这些对我们也是有用的。
No one who is hearing my voice has a problem that God does not have an answer for.
现在听到我声音的每一个人你的问题都可以让耶稣来解答。
In Matthew 9 and Mark 5, Luke 8, we have that story of the woman who was hemorrhaging for 12 years.
在马太福音很多的福音书里面讲到这个女人有12年是血漏的病。
This hemorrhaging has a beautiful spiritual lesson.
这个血漏给我们看到属灵里面一个极大的功课。
Maybe beautiful is the wrong word, but it means a loss of life.
也许很美的功课，这个很美不一定合适，但是这个血漏指到生命的流失。
She probably like us, we want to be good.
她也许像我们一样，我们要成为美善。
We want to do things right.
我们需要做对的事，我们想要做对的事。
But there was this constant loss of life.
但是呢，我们的生命却在失去。
One step forward, two steps back.
有的时候往前走一步，却向后退两步。
She heard about Jesus.
然后她听到耶稣。
Jesus was in the community.
因为耶稣就在那。
There was a huge crowd.
那时候有许多的人拥挤他。
And this woman said, "Oh, in her heart, if I could just touch him."
然后这个妇女在人群之中就说：“我只要摸一摸他。
”I don't have to talk to him.
我甚至不需要跟他交谈。
Just touch him.
我只要摸一下。
And she got close enough.To touch the hem of his garment.
然后他就进到一个地步，他可以摸一摸耶稣他的衣襟。
There were many people in the crowd. None of them were being affected by being jostled next to Jesus.
当时有很多人拥挤，所以这样的碰撞一直在发生。
But one person recognized that she had a need.
但是其中有一个人知道他有需要。
She recognized she did not have all the answers.
他知道他没有答案。
And she knew who had the answers, the Lord Himself.
而且她知道谁有这个答案，就是主耶稣。
And she had this element of faith, if I can just touch Him.
然后她里面就有这样一个信，她说我只要摸一下。
The disciples did not know what Jesus said when He said, "Who touched me?"
然后门徒们就不知道主耶稣在说什么，因为主耶稣问谁摸了我。
Peter, who is always correcting the Lord, says, "What's the matter with you? A lot of people are touching you."
然后彼得呢，就像以往一样，他一直来更正主耶稣。他说，很多人都在摸你啊。
But Jesus knew that there was an exchange of His life that had gone out to an open heart.
但是主耶稣却知道，有能力从他身上出去，是流到一个打开的心里面。
And that woman said, "It was me."
然后这个妇女就说是我。
And she knew that life had come in.
然后她知道这个生命进到她里面。
And her life was changed.
然后她的生命就改变了。
And the physical healing, brothers and sisters, is just a picture of what really took place in this woman's life.
那其实她外面病症的医治，只不过是她里面。发生的事情的一个表现、就是、
When we talk about this word beholding the Lamb,
我们看到这个妇女她在那里看神的羔羊。
It's not just hearing a message,
并不只是来听到而已。
It's not having a Bible study on Friday night,
并不只是周五来查经而已。
It is hearing with the ears of our heart,
是用心里的耳朵来听。
It is seeing with our heart,
是用心来看见。
It is like that woman, that hemorrhaging woman. It is touching the Lord.
就像那个血漏的妇人一样，是来摸主耶稣。
John the Baptist knew he was not the Christ.
施洗约翰知道他不是基督。
John knew who he was.
施洗约翰知道他是谁。
But he knew there was another.
他知道另外有一位。
And he had seen him.
他而且看见他。
He had touched him.
而且摸过他。
He had heard him.
他听见过。
He held him. There's someone different here.
他亲手摸过说这个人不一样。
And when Jesus came there on the other side of the Jordan River into John's midst that day,
当耶稣从约旦河外那天来到他面前的时候，
He made a statement.
他就做这个见证。
Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
看哪神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的。
in the Bible, in history, there are some wonderful little phrases that say volumes.
在圣经里面有许多很简短的章节，但是却讲出非常奇妙的事。
When Adam and Eve were brought together in marriage by the Lord by God Himself,
当神把亚当夏娃带到一起，让他们结合的时候
，He made this statement.
神讲了一句话
，And the two shall become one flesh.
二人要成为一体。
God revealed His eternal purpose in that one statement.
神已经在这么短的一句话，把他永远的心意讲出来。
Everything that He wanted to do on this earth.
他在这个地上所要做的一切的事。
The reason that there are 7 billion people living today.
为什么今天有70亿的人在这里生活
？The purpose for all of us is found in that little phrase.
我们在这世上生活的意义就在这小小的一个章节里。
God desiring to marry His Son to us, His bride.
因为神要让他的儿子与心腹，就是我们来结合。
The purpose of God.In one small statement,
神的旨意在这个短短的章节。
But we know that man sinned.
但我们知道人犯罪了。
But when we get to Genesis 3,
当我们在创世纪第三章的时候
，Oh, one of the most favorite verses in the Bible.
是我在圣经里面看到我最喜爱的章节。
God comes down in the garden. And He says, "Where are you?"
神。他到花园里面说你在哪里
God could have gone and that would have been the end of man
神可以跟我们再见那我们就是我们的结局
Brothers and sisters it would be the end of all of us
弟兄姐妹们那应该就是我们的结束
But no man had just turned his back on God
但是没有虽然人来背弃神
And God says where are you
神却说你
And he killed the lamb.
然后他杀了羔羊
And he explained to Adam and Eve why he was killing this lamb.
然后他对亚当夏娃解释为何要杀这个羔羊
He said, "My son is going to become a lamb."
他说我的儿子要成为这个羔羊
And he explained salvation to him.
因为他在那里解释救恩是什么
And he clothed them with that cloak.
然后他就用皮来做衣服给他们穿
representing the very righteousness of Christ
就代表基督的公义在我们身上
when we get to Deuteronomy
当我们到生命记的时候
we have God's requirement of us
我们就看到神对我们所有的要求
in Deuteronomy 6:5 simply love the Lord thy God with all thy heartWith all thy soul, with all thy understanding.
在生命记六章五节就说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Have you ever wondered what you're supposed to do in life?
如果你在想我在生活里面，我在生命里面应该做什么的时候
？These young adults,
这些年轻人们
some are graduating, some have graduated in the last few years.
我们有些准备毕业，有的已经毕业或者毕业几年的。
What's God's calling for you?
神对你的呼召是什么
？In one phrase, it's summed up.
在一句话里就可以。
It's repeated all through the Bible.
在整个圣经里面就这样重复。
First John, we get to the end of the Bible, mentions it a number of times.
在约翰一书在圣经的末了也提到很多次。
Love the Father and love one another.
就是爱父。跟我们彼此相爱
It's simple
非常简单
Only if we have beheld the Lamb
但一定要我们来看神的羔羊才能成就
We get to the book of Judges
然后我们看到士师记
We have this statement
也看到这样一句话
Last verse in the Bible The last verse in the book
在士师记的最后一句话
This is the predicament of you and I
其实就是来讲到我们。
This is our normal life.
这是我们正一般的生活。
Often this is normal church life, sad to say.
甚至这是很多教会的光景。
Everyone doing what is right in their own eyes.
个人任意而行。
Oh, that's our tendency.
这就是我们的倾向。
You can be a believer for decades.
我们可以信主许多年日。
You've experienced the forgiveness of the Lord.
你已经经历神他的赦免。
He is Savior.
他就是你的救主。
But not Lord.
但他不是你的主。
And so we continue to do what we want to do.
所以我们继续来做自己想做的事。
It is my life.
这是我的生活。
You know, we make a big mistake often when we share the gospel.
有的时候甚至我们传福音的时候也犯这样一个错误。
If we even look at the Lord's name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we would see that it is Lord that comes first.
如果我们看到主耶稣基督这样来读这个名字的话，主是第一个词。
Oh, in sharing the gospel, that is what has to be presented first, the Lordship.
当我们传福音的时候，应该先传他是主。
Do you want to continue, we speak to an unbeliever, to operate, run your own life?
难道我们传福音要对不信的人说，你还是可以自己走自己的路吗？
If you're making a lot of mistakes in your life, come to Jesus.
如果你不想再在生命里面继续的犯错，就来到耶稣面前。
But the question is, who's going to be Lord, you or the Lord Jesus?
但现在我们的问题就是，谁做主，是你还是耶稣？
And then when a person says, well, I'm not doing so good running my own life.
当一个人他愿意说，我在自己里面做得并不好的时候，
Then say, there's a Savior.
然后我们可以说有一个救主。
There is someone who will forgive you of all those self-centered sins of the past.
这个人他赦免了你一切以自我为中心所出来的一切的罪。
He becomes Lord.
他就成为主。
He becomes Jesus, Savior.
他就成为耶稣，成为救主。
And then there is the Christ.He becomes that anointed one in your life.
然后他就成为基督，是受膏的那一位，在你的生命里。
Behold the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ.
看哪，神的羔羊，看哪，主耶稣。
In 2 Samuel, we have another one of these little phrases.
然后在撒母耳记下又看到这样的一个小小的章节。
That says so much.
也说出许多的事。
And the day that this little phrase hits you,
当哪一天这个章节打到你里面的时候，
hits me,
打到我的时候，
it changes our life.
这也改变我们的生命。
Nathan is talking to David, the prophet Nathan is talking to David.
先知拿单来对大卫王讲话。
And David is confused.
大卫那个时候他是被迷惑了。
He thinks that someone has committed a horrible sin.
他以为有另外一个人犯了极大的罪。
And Nathan looks into David's eyes and he said, David, you're the man.
然后拿单就看着大卫，对着他的眼睛来说，你就是那人。
When we open the word, when we hear a message,
当我们来打开神的话语，当我们听到一篇神的信息的时候，
It's first and foremost for you and I.
最主要的是对着你，对着我讲的。
We often think of others.
经常我们想是对着别人讲的。
And it becomes one of the hindrances for us to come into fullness.
这就让我们进入丰，这成为让我们进入丰满最大的阻碍。
We say in our family's life, well, it's my husband.
有的时候我们说在我家庭里面我的丈夫是矛盾。
It's these teenage kids.
是这个青少年才是问题的中心。
It's my wife.
是我的妻子。
It's the certain brother in the fellowship.
是在聚会里面的这位弟兄。
But God speaks to each one of us, says, you are a man.
但是神要对我们讲，你就是那人。
It's called taking responsibility.
这个是要我们能够负起责任。
It's called growing up.
这个时候我们可以成长。
Children blame.
我们不会像孩子一样来
抱怨。He hit me.
哦，他打了我一下。
That's child play.
这个是在孩子气里面。
That's childish.
这个是孩子气。
We're to be sons.
我们应该成为儿子。
The first thing in growing up is, I am the sinner.
成长的第一件事，我是罪人。
It changes everything in the relationship in a family.
在家庭里面，这件事改变我们家庭里面每个人之间的关系。
When fathers and mothers go to a child and say, please forgive me.
如果有一个父亲或者母亲走到孩子的面前说，请你原谅我。
I have watched personally over the years families be reunited where there's been a separation for years when a father or mother will go and say, we have been wrong.
我在经历里面看到许多家庭，有许多年他们之间彼此的隔断，但是有一天父亲或者母亲来到儿子面前说，赦免我。
Not expecting anything from the child.
他们并没有从孩子身上得到任何期望。
In fact, it's one of the great teaching training methods for parents.
这个是对父母来讲最好的管教，最好的学习。
It's when parents are transparent.
就是当父母能够透明。
We want the children to respect us.
我们要我们的儿女来敬重我们。
We never lower ourselves like the lamb.
我们并没有像羔羊那样。
This is why Jesus was so approachable.
这就是为什么人都可以来亲近耶稣。
Because he was humble.
因为他是谦卑的。
And he exuded that. He expressed.
哦，他把他这样的性情也表现出来。
And those who were ready saw it.
那些预备好的就能看见他。
John the Baptist saw it.
因为施洗约翰看见他。
And in those 60 some years that the Apostle John walked with the Lord.
而且使徒约翰他有六十多年的时间与主同行。
Even when that man was in his 90s and he says, we saw him.
就算他在他九十岁以后，他说我看见过他。
We continue to see him.
而且我们要一直的来看见他。
We heard him there in Galilee.
我在加利利的时候亲耳听过。
And we continue to hear him.
今天我还在那里听见他。
We touched him.
我亲手摸过他。
On the Mount of Transfiguration,
在变化山上的时候
we beheld the glory.
我们看到他的荣耀。
We saw he was pure light.
我们看到他在那光中。
Not one ounce of self of sin.
但只要一点点，像一盎司这么多的自我。
What did the apostles say?
那使徒他们看见什么呢？
What did John the Baptizer say?
施洗约翰看见什么呢？
What does it mean to behold the Lamb?
什么是看哪神的羔羊？
I just mentioned five or six key phrases, words in the Bible.
我刚才已经提到在圣经里面有五个甚至六个关键的词。
But if I was to take one phrase that I believe trumps them all,
但我要在里面选一个，因为这一个超过其他的，
is behold the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world.
就是看哪神的羔羊是除去世人罪孽的。
Just think of one's own personal sin.
让我们想想我们个人的罪。
Multiply that.Even today, times 7 billion.
然后把它乘70亿倍。
Think of all the wars since the killing of Cain by, or the killing of Abel by Cain.
让我们想想从该隐杀了亚伯之后这世上有多少的战争跟杀戮。
Millions and millions and millions and millions of people killed just in wars.
成百万成百万的人在战争中被杀。
All the anger built up.In all the marriages that ever occurred.
在所有的婚姻里面甚至有多少的愤怒在这里堆积。
All the disintegrating of families.
然后所有家庭的分裂。
The crime that is prevalent again since the beginning.
所有从创世以来所有的罪行。
And then we have one lamb.
然后我们就有一个羔羊。
And in a 33-year period, this is completely undone. All the sin.
33年半的时间，所有这一切的罪都被解除。
Because of this lamb, when God looks down, He does not see sin. He sees His Son.
因为这羔羊，今天神看下来的时候，他没看到罪，他看到的是他的儿子。
It's a wonderful thing.
这是何等奇妙的事。
So, what does this behold mean?
所以看呢，到底是什么意思？
It means to gaze upon the Christ.
它的代表就是来注视主基督。
It means to contemplate the Christ.
来默想主基督。
It means to see the Christ as we open the Word.
就是当我们打开神话语的时候，看见主基督。
When we hear people pray around the Lord's table, it's beholding Him.
如果今天我们听在饼杯面前的祷告，就是看呢，看他。
It's not just about, oh, that sister is praying.
并不是这个姐妹在祷告。
Often we do not get beyond the person who's praying.
有的时候我们只想到那个祷告的人而已。
How can that brother pray that way? He doesn't really live that good of a life.
为什么这个弟兄能这么祷告？其实他这个人很糟糕的。
Instead of being brought to the Lord by the words,
而不是借着话语把我们带到神的面前。
Making a joyful noise unto the Lord.
在神的面前我们发喜乐的声音。
Hearing our brother say that.
听到弟兄这样祷告。
Saying, Lord, I want that.
也说我也要这样。
Oh, it's beholding him.
这个是来看。
It is touching him.
是来摸着他。
In contact with him every minute of the day.
是在每一天每一分钟与他来相交。
So there is this flow of the Lamb's life.
所以从我们里面有羔羊的生命可以流出。
Coming out through us.
从我们身上可以流出。
When Moses was on the mount for 40 days.
当摩西在山上40天的时候。
He had been in fellowship with the Father.
他一直与父有交通。
And he came down and he was changed. His face shone.
然后他下山的时候整个人改变，他的面目发光。
Oh, we can be with the Lord and behold him even in the workplace.
今天我们甚至在工作的地方都可以来看。
There has to be a change of heart.
这样的话我们的心思都要改变。
There has to be a knowing why you areOn the workplace.
我们需要知道为什么我们在一个工作里面。
You have to know who is giving you that job.
我们需要知道是谁把这个职位给我们的。
He is the one, that the Lord is the one that's providing that paycheck.
因为是主来付我们的支票。
And so, it's beholding, it's seeing, it's gazing upon him.
所以是看，是注视，是来默想他。
John the Baptizer, the Apostle John,They saw, when they saw the Lamb, they saw God.
当施洗约翰，使徒约翰看见主的时候，他们就看到神。
The Lord Jesus was not less than God.
因为主耶稣是与神同等的。
This is something extremely important, particularly in this day that we live, to see that God and the Son, the Lamb, are one.
今天尤其对我们来讲是如此的重要，我们需要看到父与子他们是同等的。
If we've seen the Father, we've seen the Son.
我们如果看到父亲也看到儿子。
If we behold the Son, we've seen the Father.
如果我们来注目他的儿子，我们也看到父。
And 40 times in John 17, this relationship of the Father and Son are mentioned.
在约翰福音17章有40次讲到父与子的关系。
They cannot be separated.
他们不能被分开。
This is meaningful to us, brothers and sisters. This is meaningful to us.
哦，这个是对我们非常有意义的。
When we invite Christ to be enthroned in our life.
当我们邀请主在我们的心里面做，在我们生命做宝座的时候。
God comes in.
神就进来。
The God of the universe.
这是宇宙的神。
Comes to indwell.
住在我们里面。
Comes to live.
与我们同住。
Take up residency.
在我们里面居住。
Make his home in us.
在我们里面成为他的居所。
The Spirit of God.
神的灵。
The Spirit of Christ.
基督的灵。
And the Spirit that is in you as a believer.
在每一个信主的人里面的圣灵
One spirit.
是一个灵
This is why we can be like him.
这就是为什么我们可以像他
If we behold him.
如果我们来看他
And never take our eyes off.
不要把我们的眼目移开
We go through the week.
我们在这一周经历的时候
Making a joyful sound.
来发喜乐的声音
What do you mean? In the middle of my work?
你是什么意思呢？甚至在我的工作环境里面
，A heart of joy，
难道也可以有喜乐的心吗
？Even though you got demoted，
甚至当你被降职的时候
，The Lord God tests us in these areas，
因为神在这些时候来试验我们
，To see if we have been beholding the Lamb，
看看我们有没有来注目神的羔羊。
Oh， when we take our eyes off，
或者我们的眼目已经移开了。
What happened in that storm in the Sea of Galilee？When Peter took his eyes off from Jesus,
当加利利的海里起风浪的时候，彼得他的眼目移开，发生了什么
？He was beholding the Lamb.
他正在那里注目神的羔羊。
He went forth to meet Jesus.
他那时候正在行走，要去遇见。
And then he heard a wave.
然后他听到风浪。
Then he heard the sound of the wind.
然后他听到这些风浪。
He ceased beholding.
然后他就停止注目。
And down he went.
这个时候他就掉在水里。
It's that simple.
这么简单。
These stories are not just for the Sunday school children next door.
这些故事并不是为那些在旁边学主日学的小孩。
We often stop, or we're so proud, our children knows the story.
有的时候我们也停止了，因为我们的孩子好像说他们都知道了。
We're thankful that they know it.
我们感谢神，他们知道。
What is sad is that we as adults don't know the meaning.
但是最悲哀的是我们作为成人却不知道
We don't apply it
我们不去来运用它
So throughout the week
所以在每一周里面
We're upset with our spouse
我们对着我们的配偶这样来发怒
We come home complaining about the boss
我们回到家里来抱怨我们的主管
The in-laws are going to be coming
我的岳父岳母就要来了
And they're not going to stay for 3 days. They're going to stay for 3 months.
他们不是住三天的，他们要住三个月。
We know the story.
我们都知道这样的故事。
What's wrong?
里面有什么问题呢
？We have not beheld the Lamb.
我们没有来看神的羔羊。
Beholding the Lamb means that the Lamb gets inside us.
当我们来看神的羔羊的时候。神的羔羊就在我们里面。
No more longer my mind，
不再有自己的思绪。
But as Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2:16， the mind of Christ。
就像保罗在哥林多前书2:13讲，就是基督那样的心。
The joy of the Lord，
就是主的喜乐。
How did Paul in that Philippian jail ever get up at midnight and rejoice and sing praises？
保罗怎样在腓立比在监牢里面半夜能够来唱诗赞美呢
？Day after day preceding that, he was beholding the Lamb.
一天一天，他都在那里来看神的羔羊。
And the Lamb became him in him.
然后羔羊就成为他，成为他里面的。
Not only did John see God as God, they saw him.As the Son of God,
不光约翰，他看到神是神，而且他看到他的儿子。
This word "son,"
这个词儿子
is a great word.
是多么伟大的一个词。
It means very little in English, and I do not know exactly how it works in Chinese.
在英文里面，简单的太简单，我不知道中文是不是好一点。
I see my family here, and they have.Between the two of them, 7 sons.
我看到我的儿女，他们的孩子有七个，都是儿子。
And some of them aren't very big. One's just real small.
有的很大了已经，但有一个还很小。
But we say, even about this little day, this is my son.
但是就算这么小的婴儿，我们也说这是我们的儿子。
But in the Greek language, in other cultures, this would make no sense at all.
但是在许多其他的文字，比如希腊文，却里面却不是这样的意思。
It's a child. It's a male child. It's a little baby.
是男孩子，是一个婴孩。
Not a son.
不是儿子。
For the Bible speaks of a son as one who takes the father's business.
但是圣经里面讲到的儿子是他来，来负责来关心父亲的事。
Who's grown up?
是已经成长的。
Who's 30 years old?
是已经30岁了。
And is capable of doing all that the father wishes.
他已经有能力来完成父亲所有的意愿。
This is a son.
这是儿子。
God could trust his son with being the lamb.
神可以信托他的儿子，让他成为羔羊。
He could trust his son in walking on this earth.
他可以信托让他的儿子行走在这个地上。
For 30 years.
30年的时间
and resembling the father's likeness,
而且把父亲的形象可以显出来
looking like the father,
他就是父的形象
characterizing the father,
他的性格也是父的性格
speaking like the father,
他的说话就是父的说话
he's the son of God,
他是神的儿子
oh, there are a lot of people.Who say yes? Jesus was a good man.
有很多人说是耶稣是一个很好的人
but he's not the son.
但他不是儿子
In fact, one time I was standing in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where Abraham sacrificed Isaac.
有一次我曾经到耶路撒冷，站在亚伯拉罕献以撒的摩利亚山上。
And there's a big mosque there now, Muslim mosque.
现在有一个非常宏伟的清真寺在那里。
Called the Dome of the Rock.
它的名字就是
Dome of the Rock. I stood inside. First of all, I got reprimanded by one of the caretakers.
其实那个时候我被带领的人责备。
I was.Holding my wife's hand, someone came up to me. No holding hands. This is a holy place.
那时候我抓着我妻子的手，这时候有人就来跟我讲，这是圣洁的地方，你不能抓你妻子的手。
But I looked up at the dome, and there was Arabic writing.
然后我看到这个穹顶上面有阿拉伯字。
I asked the guide, "What does that say?"
我就问导游说这些字的意思是什么。
He said to me.God has no son.
他告诉我那个字的意思就是说神没有儿子。
God has a son.
但是神有儿子。
And he has been placed by God in that exalted place.
而且他被神摆在那至高之处。
We have this word adopted.
我们有一个词叫领养。
But it's more than that.
但比那个要更深入。
He's been placed.
他是被设置。
He's been positioned.
他在那个地位。
He takes the place of God on this earth.
他在这个地上就成为神的样式。
God's ambassador to bring us back.
而且他借着逾越节把我们带到神面前。
To take care of the sin problem.
来解决罪的问题。
And then to bring us into that place where we're wholly consecrated to Him.
然后把我们带到一个地步，可以圣洁，没有瑕疵，可以被献给神。
When they looked at the lamb, they saw one who descended.
当我们来看神的羔羊的时候，也看到降卑的这一位。
We call it condescension.
我们称他是降卑。
Lower himself.
是自己卑微。
You see, the Lord was in this.Position of perfection.
我们看到主，他其实是那位完美的、
oneness、
完全的。
Oneness with the Father.
他是与父在一起的。
How is he going to reach man?
他怎样来达到我们这样的人群之中
？To become like man.
他成为人的样式。
To take the lowliest place.
他取了一个奴仆的地位。
That's why he even became a baby.
所以他甚至成为一个婴孩。
His life began as a baby.
他的生命的开始是一个婴儿。
It ended, his last breath ended with all the sin of the world on him.
他生命的结束就是来在承担所有世上的罪孽的时候结束。
This is maximum glory, emptying.
这个是极大的荣耀，因为他完全倒空他自己。
But it became the key.
但这就是那个秘诀。
His name is Lamb.
因为他的名字就是羔羊。
It became the key that you and I could be elevated.
这就是我们能够高升的秘诀。
Because we have a false sense of praise.
因为我们有一个错误的赞美。
We have exalted ourselves.
我们把自己提升。
Every man.
每一个人。
We are born thinking we are something.
我们生下来就觉得自己是某某人。
And many people die still thinking they're something.
许多人一直到死还觉得他自己不错。
But the Apostle John saw that the Lamb, that John the Baptizer saw that the Lamb is the one who takes away the sin of the world.
但是使徒约翰跟施洗约翰却看到是羔羊来除去世人罪孽的。
And it's by you and I.Beholding him that we desire to be a lamb.
只有当我们这样来注目来看他的时候，我们也可以成为羔羊。
Do you want to become a lamb?
你愿不愿意成为羔羊？
Are you willing?
你愿不愿意？
To have the spirit of the lamb in your home.
让羔羊的灵在你的家里面。
It will change your home.
这会改变你的家。
It will change your workplace.
这会改变你的工作。
People might walk on you.
有的人可能会来冒犯你
But God won't.
但神却不会
God will say, come up here.
神说到我这里来
My good and faithful servant.
又良善又忠心的仆人
We only reverse this pride, powerful, arrogant being through beholding the Lamb of God.
只有我们来看神的羔羊才能把我们这个骄傲自大的人改变过来
I'm not going to go through because of time the number of areas of the Lord's life that one could consider.
今天因为时间的关系，我不可能来讲到在主里面他生命的每一个方面。
We can look at, we can behold his anointing.
我们可以看到来看他的恩膏。
He is the anointed one.
他是受膏者。
We could see how his life was a life of rest.
我们可以看到他是怎样安息的主。
He was a man of complete focus.
他是完全有他的心意，有他的目的。
Anyone lose their focus this morning in life? Anyone lose their focus in life?
今天我们有没有人在这里？我们的生活失去了意义、注意力。
Simply behold, look at the one who had perfect focus.
所以让我们来注目这一位他完全有他的 注意力的这一位
When we behold the Lamb we see a man of authority
当我们看到羔羊也看到有权柄的那一位
All things subject to him
所有的万物都要服在他脚下
when the Lamb is in us we have that authority
当羔羊在我们里面我们也带着这样的权柄
We live in a spiritual world where demonicForces encroach upon children's eyes, ears daily.
今天我们活在这个世代，所有属灵里面的这些邪恶的巫鬼都在这里来压制，要压制神的儿女。
Bringing about depression.
来带来我们的抑郁。
How is this offset?
我们怎样来来在这一方面来抵挡呢
？Oh, recognizing that in Christ there is authority that makes our prayers prayers.
我们需要认识到在我们里面有这样的权柄我们可以借着祷告来彰显
No person by themselves in this room is a match for the spiritual forces of darkness and of evil
今天在我们在座的没有一个人能够来抵挡这空中属灵气的恶魔
Where two or three are gathered together in the blessed name of that beloved Lamb
但是如果有两三个人奉那羔羊的名聚集的时候
I will be there
神说我要在那里
I will put a wall of fire around that family
我要在这个家里为他来征战。
The forces of Satan cannot encroach.
这个仇敌的权势不能胜过他。
Because the Lamb said before he left, "It is finished."
因为羔羊在离开之前，他说成了。
These forces of evil are not dealt with by saying, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep."
这些邪恶的灵不会说，来有这样的祷告，说让他的灵得安息。
We as a people, mothers and dads, we need to learn how to pray.
作为父母，我们需要来学习怎样祷告。
Those of you who have youth, you cannot change a teenager's mind.
像我们这里的人，没有人能够来改变一个青少年他的心思意念。
You can try and bribe them and give them trips and give them candy and dollar bills.
我们可以来奖励他们，给他们钱财或者是这些糖果。
Or you can come down on them hard and say, "I'm going to take the keys of the car away from you."
或者我们很愤怒的说，把你车的钥匙给我。
Have any of you found any of those things to work?
有没有人发现这些方法？他们有效。
No, it works is when we fall down and say, "Lord, you do it."
只有当我们屈膝在神面前说“主，你来做”的时候
，You reveal the Lamb to my children.
让他来启示羔羊在孩子里面。
But brothers and sisters, that only works when we have first seen the Lamb ourselves.
但是这样的话。只有当我们先来注目神的羔羊才有效。
As I said at the outset,
刚才我提到抵挡。
Every problem in life is resolved by looking at this Lamb.
我提到在生命生活里面所有的困难问题，就是借着来注目神的羔羊解决。
We behold the Lamb in the Word.
我们在话语里面可以来看神的羔羊。
We behold the Lamb.In fellowship,
我们在交通里面来看神的羔羊。
Friday night, many of you are going to be gathering together in small groups.
在礼拜五的时候，我们有分小组的机会。
And many of our younger adults meet during the week at different times on the campuses.
有些年轻人甚至在校园每一周不同的时间有他们的聚集。
Make one thing your aim when we come together.
让这一件事成为我们聚集的目标。
Lord, we want to behold your son.
主啊，神啊，我们愿意来看你的儿子。
There should never be a time where that's not our one goal.
应该没有一次这不是我们的目标。
Not learning about the stories, the interpretations.
不是来了解故事或者来学习讲解。
They have their place.
他们有他们的作用。
But brothers and sisters, if we do not behold the Lamb when we come together at our various times, we might as well not come together.
但是弟兄姐妹们，如果我们不来看神的羔羊，那我们每次干脆就不要来聚集。
It becomes a religious country club.
因为这只是一个属灵里面的一个俱乐部。
Simply a mutual admiration society. I scratch your back, you scratch my back.
只不过互相挠痒痒而已。
We will not see the Lamb.
但是我们看不到羔羊。
We will not have the resources to meet the next day's problems.
我们没有资源能够来面对第二天所要面对的问题。
God has provided an environment that we can see a Lamb in.
神已经预备好环境，让我们在环境里面可以看到神的羔羊。
When Jesus walked this earth as the Lamb, he was tested in.Everything that we'll ever be tested in.
当主耶稣在这个地上成为羔羊来行走的时候，他在凡事上都受了试探。
When we look to him in dependence, his spirit flows into us.
当我们来注目、来仰望他的时候，他的灵就可以在我们里面。
First of all, the spirit of obedience.
第一是顺服的灵。
The spirit of love for the situation.
是爱的灵来面对我们的环境。
The spirit of God's heart, wisdom.
就是神的灵也是智慧的灵
to meet that circumstance, that environment.
来应对我们的环境。
And as we gaze upon the Lamb, there will be this praying without ceasing.
那当我们来看神的羔羊的时候，我们就会不住的祷告。
As the songwriter A.B. Simpson said, breathing in and breathing out.
就像 A.B. Simpson 弟兄所写的，呼出跟呼入。
That simply comes from gazing at the Lamb.
这都是从简单的注目神的羔羊而来。
May our one goal be beholding Him.
愿我们只有这一个目标，就是来看他。
There are false beholdings. False beholdings. We can look at things falsely.
有一些虚假的观看。
One is, it does not say, "Behold, Dale King."
其实我们没有提到看哪，今天爱弟兄。
It doesn't say, "Behold, another man on this earth."
没有说看哪这地上的任何其他一个人。
We often, especially if someone is gifted of the Lord, "Oh, if I could, I'm being so guilty of this. Oh, if I could speak like so and so."
有的时候我们经常看到一个在主里面有恩赐的就说哎呀如果我能像他就好了
No, the Lord gave me a voice I can hardly even speak
但是神却给了我一个喉咙我的话语都有的时候 说得不好
It's beholding the Lamb
但是我却注目神的
Not man
不是人、
It's not beholding ministry
并不是来注目服事
Many, many brother pastor leaderhas missed it right here by beholding ministry. Oh, it's the ministry.
有许多的牧师，有许多在神里面带领的人，他们来注目的是这些手里的工作。我要来服侍。
It's the church.
这是教会。
No, it's not the body.
没有，但是他没看到身体。
No, we first lay hold of the head.
其实我们先要来抓住头。
As we look at the head, we automatically.See the body.
当我们看到头的时候，马上会启示给我们他的身体。
In the right perspective.
而且是在对的光景，对的眼光里。
We can falsely behold gifting.
有的时候我们把恩赐看错了。
Oh, what a trap.
哦，这是何等的一个陷阱呢？
People through the ages have looked at the gifts.
说多少的年代，这些人来追求恩赐。
Even in Jesus' time, Paul's time. Oh, I wish I could do that. Can I buy this gift?
甚至在主耶稣的时候，在保罗的年代，有人说，我可不可以买这样的能力？
And the apostles continually had to come back. Look at Jesus.
然后我们就需要一直的被教导回来看。
This is what puts us all on the same playing field.
这个是把我们摆在同一个赛场上。
We only have one person to look to.
只有一个人我们需要观看的
And that's beholding the Lord.
就是来看主耶稣
What is our response?
我们的回应应该是什么
First and foremost, it should I want to touch this man.
第一应该是我要来摸这个人
Herod did not know how prophetic he was when he said, Behold a man.
希律并不知道他多么可怜，但是他当时讲了一句话：“看哪，这人。”
Herod was probably being ridiculing him, being cynical.
当时希律可能是带着嘲笑、带着取笑的话来讲：“看哪，这人。”
Probably the greatest words that ever came out of that man's life.
但是这个人一辈子讲的话，只有这一句最重要。
Behold the man.
看哪，这个人。
That's first.
这是第一。
When we behold the man,
当我们看到这个人
he reveals himself.
他就向我们启示。
And we have to believe what he says.
那我们就需要来相信他所讲的。
But a lot of people believe.
很多人都相信。
Oh, people say, I believed in Jesus in 1948.
有的人会说1948年我就信主了。
The question is,Are you obeying him?
但问题是你有没有来顺服他
And we only obey how? By observing, by contemplating, by pondering this man.
怎样来顺服就是来看他来思想他
It's being possessed by this lamb.
是被羔羊来完全的占有
That changes our entire life.
这会改变我们整个的生命
And then there will beThat empowering.
然后就有他的能力。
The Holy Spirit, as we are focused on the Lamb.
当我们这样注目 来注意神的羔羊的时候
For every situation in our life,
在我们生命里面生活里面遇到的每一件事
The power of God comes upon us just like it did David.
那神的能力就会在我们身上就像降在大卫的身上
And like that day that David was anointed, it's from that day forth he went out in power.
就像大卫从被膏那一天开始，他出去都带着能力。
And it did not matter how large the army, whether it was one man like Goliath, or the whole Philistine army, or all of Saul's army, David was found in the rock.
不管他面对的是什么，是一个巨人哥利亚，或者是那个腓力斯人的整个军队，或者扫罗的军队，他都在那里，在那里。
How could David write all those beautiful psalms?
对大卫，他怎样写这么多美好的诗篇呢？
Started as a little boy.
他是从一个孩子就开始。
All by himself.
是从一个孩子开始。
Looking into the heavens.
他就经常来望天。
And saying, "You made this."
就说是你创造了这一切。
This is just the natural world.
这只是一个自然的世界。
I have been made into your image.
但我却是照着你的形象造的。
You can make me as beautiful as creation.
你可以让我在万物之间成为美好。
It comes from beholding.
这也是从注视开始。
Father,
父儿
we do thank you this morning for revealing your son.
感谢您今天早上把您的儿子启示在我们中间。
We confess we're often very slow when it comes to receiving your word.
我们承认在您面前，我们经常非常的慢来领受。
We want to be those who, by faith, look and behold the Son.
我们希望成为那凭着信来注目您儿子的。
Lord, by your Spirit, may we intently look at Him.
主啊，借着您的灵，我们可以来观看主耶稣。
And see that in the Lamb, every problem on this earth will be answered.
让我们可以看到，在羔羊里面，这世上所有一切的问题都已经被解决。
Take your word,
借着您的话语
，and seal it to our hearts.
封在印在我们的心里。
May we not lose our focus.
愿意我们不失去注意。
Regardless of the wind and the waves.
不管我们周围的风浪是多大。
May we go through this week seeing Jesus.
愿意我们经历这一周可以看见耶稣。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
如此祷告是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Let's spend some more time in prayers.
让我们继续花一些时间来祷告。
Ask the Lord to seal His word in our hearts.
我们来求神将他的话印在我们心里。